Oh, hello. Calling to speak with the person who handles online listings for your business. Want to thank you for returning our call. Am I speaking with the owner?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, hi. Reason I called, my name is Doug, and I'm calling from Local Splash. We're a data service provider, premier channel partner to Google and Meta. That's Facebook. I'm calling to speak with you about placing your business on the first pages of Google and Bing for your categories in your area. What that means for you is anytime anyone there in the greater Macungie area was doing an online search for any of the business services you provide, we would see to it you always come up on that first page. I'm sure you use Google yourself.
Yeah, I've been with Google. People put me in there. I'm not good at putting stuff in there or writing up, but I do excellent work. I don't overcharge my customers. I don't really charge them a big service call. Mm-hmm. I'm actually a fix-it locksmith. I worked for John Blair for years. He's does all the million-dollar homes. Now, if he had a chiropractor tell him that she got a guide, she needed a new panic bar, and he was going to charge her $2,000, and so he says, call Scott Colley, AB Lock. So I go over there, and I look at it. I know exactly what's wrong with it. I take it apart, put a new gear in there, and it has $180. And mm-hmm. That's happened a couple times. See, a lot mm-hmm. of people, they just take you for your money. Sometimes they don't. I did it for Uline, too. Same thing happened. I charged them $325. Mm-hmm. The other guy charged them $2,000, and it actually took him 10 hours to put it on. So he couldn't have been all that type of locksmith. You know, they mm-hmm. got a lot of scammers out here, and I've been helping people out for years. When I used to do cars, I was doing them for $75 to $150, or even...
Mm-hmm.
I invented the clear plastic lock. And Fred Jandl died, so I had no backup, so I gave the idea to Lockmasters. So I know a stockbroker told me that they made $12 billion on that in 8 years. And they're always saying, hey, Scott, you're not meant to be a billionaire. I come up with a lot of, you know.
Well, let me ask you this.
Broke.
Are you actively looking for customers right now?
Yes, because I was out sick for a while. I had a bad doctor that just took me off my medication. They said he was a malpractice doctor, and another doctor, after 2 months of trying to get off. I've been on Clatapin for 30 years.
I see.
Because I have anxiety. And it's only 0.5 milligram, but I figured, that can't be much. I can come off that. No way. That is the worst medication in the world. Now I'm back to work. You know,
okay.
I'm not doing a lot, but I, you know, I'm getting myself back together. It takes a long time to come off a medication that you're not supposed to come off it.
I understand.
Just for me trying to get rid of that doctor, they said it would cost you a lot of money, and they would have a backup, and so I just letting that go.
I understand. My wife also, was on some pain medications, and she said, just give me the minimum and let me get off it as quickly as possible. Well, my question to you is, you say that you do want to build up your client base. I'm calling from Local Splash. We're a data service provider to Google and Meta. That's Facebook.
Right.
And reason I've called you is to place your business on the first page of Google when people are doing an online search for the services you provide. And the reason I'd called, and I do thank you for returning the call, because we have a position open within our company in your category. So we have been calling through the area today. We're looking for just one. Then once we find them, we close out the area. We cannot work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. So does that sound like something you would want to secure for your company?
Well, you want me, like, I'm in the Mukunji area.
Right, and let me ask you, how far out from Mukunji do you typically work?
I'll go, like, 40 miles to 50 miles, but I don't charge a big service call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real fair to people.
Well,
I help them out more than I actually charge them. You know, I invented quite a few things.
Right. Well, that's the kind of business we like to work with. Someone who has a good online reputation, just not necessarily the biggest online presence. Are you primarily working on people's homes? Or do you also do commercial properties as well?
I worked for B-Bomb Medical for 6 years. Every
mm-hmm.
2 weeks they had me there because how'd you make a left-hand panic while I work a right-hand door? How'd you do this? How'd you do that? It's always something. But I come up with ways of fixing things.
Okay.
And they had me there for 6 years until they hired a big company now.
Okay.
That does everything.
Right. Now, this is Harry I'm talking with?
Yeah, Harry Scott Clark.
Right,
that's
Harry.
Everybody Scott.
One thing I'm curious is, Harry, do you have your own website?
I don't even know if I have a website. I haven't been, you know, I don't have the money to spend like I did before. Because
mm-hmm.
once they wipe me out of here, there's so many scammers here now. A lot of New Yorkers moving in. They have the money.
Right.
Their parents are paying for their bills. And, see, I don't do cars anymore. I'll do 1934s and up to a certain, you know, I don't want to have to go out and buy a laser cut keys.
Right.
Everybody's
right.
Fighting over the car business.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we would do is we would see to it that rather than having to go out there and fight over that yourself, we would have people call you directly. No third parties. And you'd become
right.
a top recommended option on Google. So you would be ready
right.
to handle more business when people would start calling you directly?
Yeah, I just, I'm getting back into it. I did like 4 jobs today.
Mm-hmm.
But I can only, you know, small people, as people that used me in the past, see, they always sort of call me back because once they call somebody else, they get all kinds of crap. You know,
oh, yeah.
And they'll come out and charge them all kinds of stuff and never fix anything right or never come back.
Right.
I go back and fix something that might have went wrong, I guess.
Right, right. Well, let me ask you this. I see that you have a certain number of online listings, but what we would do is we would see to it that people, as I say, would call you directly. If we could make this affordable for you, would that be something you'd like to try today?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
so I'm trying to get back into it. I might sit
right.
for a week, you know, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
everything is costly today. I'm
well,
69 now. It's a good number,
mm-hmm.
but it's too high. But
mm-hmm.
I'm actually the one they made the hepatitis C cure out of. Then I lost money there. My buddy's from Ecuador, South America. He's a jeweler here. Now, actually, Merck is building a pharmaceutical company in the middle of the jungle right now because they're making
mm-hmm.
so much money off that bark that we have. I cured a lot of people with prostate cancer. I got people off MS. Actually, the cat's claw
right.
they're using. So they're making the virus pill out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like helping people out.
Right. And what we'd like...
I sort of rip myself off.
Right. Well, what we'd like to do is help you out and see to it that people
yes.
will call you when they're looking for your services. I've got Jesse on the line. He's going to have that
okay.
price for you. He'll also give you specific details on how we work. Take me just a moment to get him on the line. Okay, Harry?
Thank you, sir.
Okay. So this will be Jesse on the line.
All right. Yes.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Harry?